Damien, we're starting off the Monday Business Watch talking about local gyms and trying to get a better understanding of where they stand with the state's public health order that's aimed to slow the spread of COVID-19. What can you tell us about this issue?
Well, Anthony, last week we were able to get a little bit of clarification on the new red to green public health order that is in effect right now as counties around the state begin to try to transition. Of course, 32 of New Mexico's 33 counties as of last week had been designated as red. So each of us are trying to get back to a better position so that more things are allowed to reopen. What we learned about gyms is that they are able to return to operating with 75 people or fewer in their businesses beginning Wednesday of last week. And many of them have already begun kind of taking advantage of that.
Now, you talked to a local gym. Can you tell us exactly what local gyms have to say about this issue?
Well, we spoke to the general manager, to Johnny Jimenez, who's the general manager at the Gym of Las Cruces, which is down near the intersection of Valley and Bouts. They reopened Wednesday after that mandatory closure of non-essential businesses had basically kept them closed for the past 2 weeks. And what Johnny told us was that it was basically back to business as usual. He said that normally they don't have more than 20 people using their facility at any given time. So ensuring they comply with the current occupancy rules is not particularly difficult. Another thing that they noticed is that in the early days of the pandemic, they were having a little bit of a hard time getting people to abide by the face mask mandate. They said, you know, now here we are 10 months later, masks have just kind of become another piece of normal attire.
All right, Damien, thanks for that update. I want to move on and talk about COVID-19 relief in the state of New Mexico. As our audience may know, New Mexico's state legislature recently met in a special session to approve a COVID-19 relief bill for people in the state. Now, you all at The Sun News have an in-depth story about what New Mexicans need to know about the one-time $1,200 payment some unemployed New Mexicans may be receiving.
That's right. That's right. The unemployed New Mexicans are one of the big beneficiaries of this special legislative session that we had a couple of weeks ago. And that will include one-time $1,200 payments to those who are currently unemployed. There's nothing particularly special that you have to do to get that if you are currently in the unemployment system and you're certifying every week. Of course, we've talked in the past about how the state has waived those work search requirements. That waiver is still in place. So those who are receiving unemployment benefits should just see that $1,200 roll into their accounts within the next week, week and a half, they're saying. Anyone who was collecting unemployment for the weeks of November 22nd and the 29th will receive that benefit automatically. Now, there are about 2,500 people who have exhausted their allotted benefits, so they may not be receiving weekly benefits anymore. They should be getting contacted by the Department of Workforce Solutions soon. That's just to kind of verify that they've got the correct debit card or bank account that they were using before when they were receiving those benefits.
Damien Willis is a reporter with the Las Cruces Sun News. He updates us every week on the latest business happenings in the Mesilla Valley and in our region. Damien, thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure, Anthony.